Señor, como está. You are Jesus Christ, you are El Elyon Israel, El Elyon, the Master. You are Jesus Christ, you are El Elyon Israel, El Elyon. Como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel. El Elyon. Como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon. El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel. El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel.
We align with the formation of the cherubs.
El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel. El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel. El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel. El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel. El Elyon, como está? You are Jesus Christ. You are El Elyon Israel.
Let me hear your voice.
Elohim Adonai.
At the top of your voice.
Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Bahasa Samanta Kakaida. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
You can go deeper, you can go deeper.
Elohim Adonai.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Elohim Adonai. Yeah. Elohim Adonai. Oh. Elohim Adonai. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agode Sheba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Sheba, Amahapata. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Sheba. Yeshua Lion of Judah, Agune Sheba, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Sheba, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Sheba, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes, he's coming.
Lion of Judah, Agone Sheba, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Sheba, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Sheba. I don't know.
Transport systems are provided for men, that they be ferried, that they be carried.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agone Sheba, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Where is my drummer? The guy left.
Just a cymbal.
glory of God is here.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Shemba.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Shemba.
holy fire burn upon our altar.
The fire will burn on your altar.
Holy fire burn upon our altar.
How many will join me?
For within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire burn upon our altar. Holy fire burn upon our altars. From within us, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire burn upon our altars. Holy fire.
Hey!
Holy fire burn upon our holy fire.
Recover from the impact of this meeting. The answer that God has to the challenge of a generation is embedded in men. And the scripture said that the creature was held subject to bondage. He said not willingly, but he was held subject in hope that the day will come when sons will manifest. You don't know how much this generation depends on you. If you know, you will cry your life out until you come to the inches of death. The Bible says that Jesus prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he prayed, he said that the sweat that was coming out of his body was like blood. That was the burden that came upon a man that suddenly realized that he was at the cups of destiny manifestation. And then the burden came afresh. He realized that he doesn't have what he takes. Are you with me? You are not with me. When Jesus came to that place, did you remember his prayer? He said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me. That was a man that suddenly realized that what he takes is more, that he lacks the capacity to execute the days that has been allotted to him. So he cried out for help. That was why he called James, Peter, and John to join him in that journey. Peradventure, they have what it takes to supply the quota. Because Paul said, I believe that I will be saved because of your prayers and the supply of the Spirit. There is such a thing as the supply of the Spirit that comes to a man when he has come to the days that his destiny is calling him. Have your destiny called you? If your destiny calls you, you will suddenly realize that what our generation demands is more. Is more. And until men step out and say, God, I'm willing to do anything so that your hand will come upon my life. This is not what it takes, brother. It takes more. And until men pay the price, a generation will continue to remain in darkness. The days that is prophesied will never come to pass. Just because God said that this is the generation doesn't mean it will come to pass. You see, the Bible says that there is a generation, the children of Israel, that their day of visitation came and they were not aware. I say the day of our visitation will come and pass us by because we are not aware. Are you that man that we are waiting for? Are you the one? Or should we expect another? See, the call of God is coming on our life, but there is a price to pay for it. There is a price. The price of consistency, the price of obedience, the price of alignment, the price of yieldedness, the price of conformity, the price of priesthood. Men that will yield, guess what? The grace that it takes for you to administrate that price has already been given to you. The Bible said that when the Holy Ghost is come, ye shall receive power. See, that kind of power is dynamic in manifestation. There is a power to live the days.
The Bible says that as many as received him, what happened to them? He gave them power to become the sons of God. That means that there is certain kind of energy that it takes for a man to be the sons of God. You cannot live your days. That's what I'm saying. There is an energy that it takes. Some of the time we even wake up in the night to try to pray, but we couldn't. Every day we cry. Some of the time we even try to do and live the days that is upon us, but things like addiction and masturbation will hold you back. And every day you will cry, oh God, when will I be free? When will I be free? Will I continue like this? I tell you, God has heard your prayer and he has come today to administer grace to you. If only you are willing to hear his voice. It was Elisha that was speaking with Elijah. Elijah told him, Elijah told Elijah that I will follow you. He said, wait for me at Dothan. I have a business to execute for God. He said, as long as your soul liveth, I will continue to follow you. They came to Bethel. The same thing was asked. He said, as long as your soul liveth. See, brothers and sisters, he said, but how far you want to go? Ultimately, the fulfillment of your destiny is not dependent on God, it's dependent on you. Everybody, how far are you willing to go? That is what your generation will see. The Bible said that through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermingleth with all wisdom. See, there is something desire imparts on you, Chizzy. It will make you to begin to live like a pilgrim upon the face of the earth. There is something desire does to you. Desire will make you to live a different kind of life. He said, through desire, a man having separated himself. So the proof of the desire and the passion, the hunger that is in your heart, is that it will make you to begin to live a different kind of life. So when men live to fulfill the lust of their body, to meet up with the demands of the mundane life, you are living a different kind of life. All the time you are found in the woods, you are seeking God, and they ask what kind of life you are living. Is this the way you are living? Some of you, they even tell you, do fast and get your BSc and get married, and then you bear children. Another lady is somewhere saying, oh God, if you will put your hands on my life, I will rescue a generation. A generation of ladies that is living below the mandate of God that is upon their life. Let me tell you, the emancipation of the female folks can only find expression when they yield themselves to the Holy Ghost. I tell you that a man will never find his powers until he begin to yield to priesthood. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, he said that for men ought always to pray and not to faint. It was there that we found out that the reckoning of God as it pertains to the personality of manhood is not so much given to gender. Because in that place the Bible said that a certain woman was in a city, and in that city a judge that is unjust. The Bible gave him credentials, and he said that this kind of judge does not respect man, even God. Such is the judge. But a woman knew the way of priesthood, and he knew that as long as she gave herself to priesthood, even the disadvantages that is given to the female folks can be conquered when a woman gives herself to priesthood. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. So when it comes to priesthood and the things of the spirit, it is there that a woman makes up for the disadvantages that culture has given, disadvantages that tradition has given. Is only in the spirit. When you come in the spirit, everybody becomes level. In that place, you can decide to be as much as you can. It was in the days of Catherine Kuhlman that we found out that there is no disparity, that indeed that the scriptures is true, that God is no respecter of any man, that anybody that cries unto him from any clan, it doesn't matter where you are coming from, it doesn't matter whether nobody has served God in your family, and now rose up and said, from my days, according as is written in the scripture, said from the days of John the Baptist. Oh, oh, teach me always, yeah. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh, teach me always, Yah. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh, teach me
always young. Teach me always young.
The woman continued praying until the man that doesn't respect God and doesn't respect man came to the point. He said, I will have to heed to this woman, and she will weary me. I say, you have not pressed long enough. There is such a thing as a breaking point where you weary even the hand of the mortals. They cannot restrain themselves from responding to your cry. Is somebody with me? I say, you have not cried to God long enough. Because when Jesus finished that parable, he said, how much more your Father that is in heaven. So if the unjust judge can be weary, he is telling you that there is a way. Brothers and sisters, there is what? There is a way. You have not done it long enough. Your soul has not been poured out. The Bible was speaking about the messianic prophecy that was captured in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. He said there that when he saw that his soul was poured out as a drink offering, he said that he was satisfied. You see, let me tell you, prayer and priesthood and fasting is not about the amount of days you fasted or the long hours that you prayed. It's about the soul travail. See, what God is looking for is that there is a quota of satisfaction that he seeks from you, so that he will say that you have met up with the demands of the scales of justice, so that the rank and stature and the administration of grace that it takes for you to live your days will be given to you. So you can be looking at your neighbor and be saying, this guy prayed for 3 days and he is giving this kind of testimony. That is not your days. Your days is reckoned after a different order. And if it is true, the demand of your life will be different. Are you with me? So when the disciples came and Jesus was still around, they don't fast, they don't do anything, and miracles were happening. The Bible says that the day will come and the bridegroom will not be there, and they will fast and pray. In those days, they gave themselves to fasting and prayer and the studies of the word, because that is what it takes to administrate their days. So when that woman continued to pray, a time came, even a wicked man, an unjust judge that doesn't respect God, said that, me, I'm tired of a woman. And the Bible have to use a woman, because you need to understand the context. This is a typical Jewish background. In the seasons where the female folks are brought down, they have not been elevated. I need to tell you that it took the gospel for the women to be brought side by side with the men, the male and the female. When Paul was speaking about them that walked with him in this gospel, he began to name them. He said, these men were counted amongst the apostles. In fact, he said that they started the race before him. Women! Men like I'm a simple man person. Women like Marion Woodward Ether. Do you know, have you heard of Marion Woodward Ether? She married 2 husbands. The first one, 6 children. Second one, 7 children. And this woman touched so much of God that men like John G. Lake lamped the move of God under her feet. A woman, she will be in a meeting and stretch her hands and will be suspended by the energy of the Spirit. And then she will arrive tomorrow and start where she stopped. A woman, guess what? She married. Not just married, she married 2 husbands. That means even physically she was beautiful. Are you with me? She was beautiful enough that a man is willing to overlook the fact that she has 6 children from a former marriage and married her again. And they continue giving birth until they have 13 children. Yet, God used her the way he used her. I'm looking for Deborah in this place. The greatest season of the female folks have arrived. And it's only in the spirit that they can find that kind of expression. Have you read the book of Judges chapter 5? The Bible was giving accreditation to a woman. He said, Deborah, wife of Lapidus. It was there that we found out that the first credential that heaven gave that woman was the fact that she was a family woman. And she has kept her estate. She was able to live the family life to the fullest, not giving an excuse. Family was not an excuse. Just because you are serving God and there is a calling upon your life, I say there are examples that has been set before us, so that when we appear before God and say, I am married, though, that's why I couldn't do it, they will say, what of Maria Woodward Ether? 2 marriages, 13 children. The days are coming, and ladies will stand side by side with the men, not because they are giving them advantage. The days that women gain advantage by just their physical look. Are you not tired? Are you not tired of the fact that the only way you can get advantage is because of the way you look physically? So that means that a woman must sell her body or keep her body in such a way that she may meet up. In those days, you are simply manipulating men, manipulating things. But a day will come, just like what God is raising in the last days is a group, an army, is a cantonment where men are being trained. And have you been in a military base? If you are a female, the male doesn't count you. There is nothing like male or female in that place. The same training. See, I have been bothered for years. Many ladies that started with us. There was a lady that started with me when I was in campus in UNN those days. From hostel to hostel, we carry the gospel. This lady can pray for 6 hours. This is the days when if you pray for 1 hour, they will remove cap for you. This lady can sit in one place and groan for 6 hours. And we'll go for evangelism, outreaches. In hostels like Nkrumah Hostel, I don't know how it looks these days. Those days it was a PG hostel. We appear there and speak, and then the convicting power of God will come upon the hostel. Each room, one after another. And then the hand of God will come upon men. And they will cry out in their rooms. The days of the scripture was lived before me. You see, you cannot do the kind of things I'm doing if they are not things you have not encountered. I'm trusting God that you will have an encounter heavy enough to push you to the next level. See, there are layers of encounter. Bodies are in degrees. Hunger is in measures. There are certain things if you don't see, you can't pay some kind of price. Do you know why we are present? Certain encounters and anointings and grace is not for you to go and manifest. It's to show you that where we are going is real, so that you gird up your loins and journey. I was in my room, January 2014. I finished everything in campus, but somehow there was a strike that time. Meanwhile, I've been fasting for 13 months. I started the first month because you heard my story. After I fasted for 5 days on Bet Mountain, I came down and I was holding a certificate. And what was written on my certificate is, I fasted for 5 days dry. When I finished, I took the certificate to God and I said, this is what it takes for you to release the grace. They have been telling me to fast and I have done it now. Let the thing come. God told me, well done, my son. The next thing now is to live a fasted life. I said, when I heard it, my heart skipped. How is it possible for a human being to live a fasted life? That's another lecture for another day. It was then that God began to teach me the demand that is upon my life. Because the kind of ministry and grace and mandate that is on your life will demand the consecration that you will enter into. For other people, they can live any kind of life. They can be here and be here. They can speak in tongues and still have boyfriends. Some of them can see. Let me tell you, some of you here is a damsel that is keeping you from moving to where God wants you to. We have to rescue many people from those damsels. Is one guy like that calls you by 11 in the night. That's why you are here. Meanwhile, the call of God has been on your life for the past 3 years and you have not heeded it. And in your mind, you are trying to find a way to make the... Now that you have realized that there is something more that God is demanding in your life, you are trying to make the relationship to fit in into the demand of God. Those kind of things can't fit. You have come to Kadesh Barnea. Do you know where is Kadesh? That is where Moses died. At Kadesh, Miriam died. At Kadesh, Aaron died. At Kadesh, anything that is not of the spirit, we have to be touched. It's at Kadesh. Before Kadesh, we can allow you to be moving. You can strike the rock and then water will come out. And we think that it was God that was working. But when you come to Kadesh Barnea, anything that is not of Jehovah have to be touched. Because the day have become... The Bible says that the path is narrow. That means any excess in your life has to be judged at that moment. The giving of yourself to the flesh has to be cut down. Then you will be light in the spirit. The Bible said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and my burden is light. There is nothing as a yokeless life. But the yoke that the Lord will give you will be light. It will be such that it will just keep you on a narrow path. Wide enough for you to accomplish your purposes upon the face of the earth without extra load. Then what you will find out is that the testimony of Jesus will become your testimony. For Jesus said that the prince of this world came. Whether he will come,
the prince, he will come. Men that have rank and stature on this earth representing the mandate of God are men that bear this testimony to a certain degree that the prince of this world came and he didn't find anything. What is Satan still finding in your life? What is it? What is that weakness? What is that addiction? What is that carelessness? What is that loose life that Satan is still finding? And you are hoping that with that you can manifest your destiny. It's not possible. A day will come and you will decide to lay it on the altar. And you will say, God, have all of me. Today I'm willing to give everything. See, I want to tell you that the demands of God is high, but the reward is beyond expression. And the things that God demands from the life of a man is not just the bad things. He also demands the good things. Some of you have even made your academics your goal. I need to tell you that even when you graduate with 2-1, there are more than 100,000 graduates with 2-1 that has not found any job. I need to tell you that that is a judgment upon the fact that you have made your academics your goal. The day you get your certificate and enter orientation camp, when you want to do youth service, that is when you find out that your certificate is not as powerful as you thought. The way forward is priesthood. Touch your neighbor, say the way forward is priesthood. That's when you begin to gain your power. If that woman can pray and gain power even over the unjust judge, then a day will come and we begin to have power with God. That is when we will begin to establish our destiny upon the face of the earth. That was the testimony of Jacob. The Bible says that he wrestled with the angel and he had power. And the Bible actually said, and you thought that that was what the Bible said, that he wrestled with the angel and he won. No. What happened there is that God won Jacob. See, for God to make progress in your life, he has to win you. Until the day God conquers your will to a deep extent, then he has not made any progress in your life. Progress in the things of the spirit starts when God conquers you, conquers your will, conquers your ambition, conquers your plans, conquers your vision. All the things that you have listed down, at the age of 25, I will get my master's degree. By 26, I will be married. By 27, I will be among the Forbes list of the richest young men under 30 in the whole world. That was your plan. But God is calling you to the woods at Ubokolo. There is a place called Ubokolo. That's where your power will be manifest. I need to tell you that there are certain kinds of calling that God is releasing upon men in the last days. And recalling a mandate, especially in the apostolic and prophetic. You don't need to be apostle or prophet to function in the demands of the last days. What is important is that God is releasing the measure of the apostolic and prophetic. Every believer in the last days must be apostolic and prophetic. Doesn't necessarily mean you are one, but the kind of life you live can be traced to that. That is the only way we will be correct. The representation of God after the order of the first church was based on the apostolic dimension. You see, we have entered into the kingdom age, and the only reason why the first apostles were able to live the kingdom age was because Jesus was emphasizing on the apostolic dimension of his ministry. Do you know what it means to be an apostle? Apostolic means that you have a sent mindset. So that when you bought this your watch, sister, why did you buy this watch? Did you eat this morning? You ate this morning, raise your hand, you ate. Why did you eat? Is it God that told you to eat this morning? Because you need to come to a point where every single thing you are doing, you step out in the morning and you want to go and gist with you. As you pick your phone and you are gisting with somebody, is that one a part of the thing that is included in your rooster that day? I say you have been living a wasted life. We need to call you back. We need to bring you back. That kind of life is not useful. For the apostles, they have the reason why they were apostles is not just because of the office of their calling. It's also because of the mindset that they sustain. That kind of mindset is called the sent mentality. That means anywhere they appear and anything they are doing, they have a purpose attached to it. They need to know why we need to do this. And what is God gaining from that thing you are doing? If you live here and start doing the next thing you are doing after here, what is God going to gain from it? When you fill yourself with that kind of thought, that God has to gain every minute of the day, then you have a sent mentality.
and the sent mentality is the fundamental mindset of the apostolic generation. Are you with me? So when you begin to do everything, you go to school because you were sent. You went to Futo because you were sent. Meanwhile, you wanted to go to University of Glasgow in Scotland so that you bring your certificate and say in it. No, that one. God, are you with me? When you finish that one, they will, when you finish and then come back, they will ask you. The question in heaven is Adam. Adam, where are you? He said, God, here is my certificate. They will say, Adam, Adam, where are you? Some people chat me up on WhatsApp and they will send many things. Sir, if you don't save me, I will die. And they will write many things. When they finish writing, I will say, well done, bro. Do you know why? That kind of question, you don't answer it. Because there is Adam, Adam, where are you? There is a reason why you even came to the point of writing such a thing. It is because you left your estate. What was the demand on the life of Adam? The Bible said that this garden, I've handed it over to you. What do you do to the garden? Tend and what? Tend the garden and do what? My God, tend the garden and do what? Keep it. What does it mean to keep? To keep means to guard. Sometimes you have to apply force to keep. Is it not true? What was spoken about the garden is what was actually spoken about between husband and wife. A man is supposed to keep his wife. Do you know what it means? Somebody comes and takes your wife. Okay, you saw your wife in a hotel room with someone and... Hey, wait a minute. How will you react? Eh? No, I know how you will react. This is how this my guy will react. For God so loved the world. I love you. You can collect my wife. You know, there are people that have said that love is... They have taught love in such a way that it seems as if they are saying that love is God. My sister, is love God? No, God is love. Love is not God. Huh? God is good. Good is not God. In other words, there is certain good that you will do that God is not inside. And on that day, that your good will be anti-kingdom. Huh? But it's good that you did. But it's anti-kingdom. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river, we wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river, we wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river, Jesus. My brother, you need to follow me. I have a burden in my heart. See, I'm not your average preacher. See, God has blessed me with revelations and many things, but my revelation comes as a result of God. As a matter of fact, many times if I've not prayed for long, then I'm not permitted by God to share many things. Because my intent is not to share new things with you. It's to bring you to the frontiers of new possibilities. Do you know what it means to preach? When a man has preached or taught well, he has either brought an understanding or opened up a window of possibility for men in the spirit. You with me? That is what I came to do today. So that when we open it, you can dive in. When God told me to do a fasted life, I fasted first month, nothing happened. 3 to 5 days, Second month, nothing happened. Third month, nothing. Fourth, nothing. 3 to 5 days every month. Dry. I was in campus those days. And I would leave to a church. It's just like some of you that is in Futo. Is it too far from here? How long? How far? How many minutes? Huh? How many? Huh? Almost 1 hour. It's really far. It's really far. Let's say you are at, okay, you are at IMSO. That's what it was. I will come and come to the church and sleep. That's for 3 to 5 days. I did it first month. I thought heaven will break open for me. Nothing happened. Not even one drop. As a matter of fact, many of my struggles were still there. Second month, nothing. Third, nothing. Reduce a little. Fourth, nothing. Fifth, nothing. Sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. 13th month. When I did it, when I was on the 13th month, I now decided that no matter what happens, I won't stop. I said, there is a way you will enter into God, you will be willing to go back. You have invested a lot. The Bible says that where a man's treasure is, his heart is, there is a way you will invest in God. You can't backslide. You know why people finish campus? How many of you are fellowship executive here in campus? Fellowship. Or you were, raise your hand. You were. Uh-huh. Do you know that majority of the people that were executives, they left after they felt that it was a position to occupy. That once you are through with the position, you continue with your normal life. They didn't know that it was a summon by God to take advantage of a position of authority. To gain mileage in the spirit, they finished serving and dropped it and became normal. The damsels that served, they quickly found boyfriend. They thought that's where it ended. Before you know it, their names were forgotten. Don't worry, you will see them 5 years later. If they tell you that this man used to be on fire for Jesus, you won't know. It is then that we find out that the fire they had was shallow. It was surface level. It never touched their appetite. Some of them still had their addiction. They carried it out. They had their ambition. They carried it out. They had the things they wanted to do. They carried it out. I say Jesus has not touched your ambition. He has not touched you. He will lay it down at the cross. Then you will carry his own cross. At the 14th, the 13th, suddenly I was watching a man's video clip. I've been doing it for some weeks, and when I finished that evening, I wasn't even fasting. I just ate and I wanted to sleep. Suddenly my room 314 in Ijoka, suddenly a door like this, a door left. What I saw was light. I pray that Jesus will give you encounter. I'm here because of that encounter. I suddenly knew that what we are talking about was real. I said I've actually touched some small anointing and gift before them. But what we are talking about is an encounter that will change your life forever. The kind that Paul had. There are different layers of encounter. I've seen people that say they have seen Jesus. And I ask them, what happened to you? What did he say to you? Because there are kinds of encounters. There is what we call optasis encounter. That kind of encounter is the encounter that doesn't leave you the same. You see, we can be in a meeting like this and something will start happening and then you will see Jesus. That you saw Jesus in that meeting doesn't mean anything. Many of you have seen him many times. And some of you will start saying that you have seen Jesus. You have not seen the resurrected one. When you see him the way Paul saw him, your name will change from Paul to Saul. And you will live as a persecutor to a man that carries the banner of the gospel even to the heathen and barbarian nations. You will appear in a place and a python will latch onto your body and you won't die. They will call you gods. The gods have come to this. I say some of these things we say we are Christians. he can't survive many places. This thing you are doing, this worship and all these things, he can't survive in Zamfara. Have you been to Zamfara? Have you finished school? Should I pray for you? Should I pray for you? My guy doesn't like this prayer. I pray that the Lord will send many of you to the woods of the north. When you come back, you won't be the same. You will actually properly appraise your Christian life. In those days, you will pray because that is the only way to survive. In this place, you can wake up in the morning and forget to pray, and as you are moving on the road, you do shababababa. You do shelters, and that's what will carry you through the day. When you live in the north, one of my brothers, those days, he went to do youth service at Akwa Ibom. When he arrived at the place he was staying, in the night, by 11 in the night, 10, 11, he started hearing the sound of like feet, human feet landing on the building. Go, go, go. And they were landing. He did. He said, what was happening? It was then that he found out that he is not the landlord of the house. Just because you paid rent doesn't mean you are the owner of the house. There are beings that own the territory. They don't recognize the fact that you paid rent, 250,000. They are still the owners. So they came to investigate the illegal occupants of their territory. It so happened that my guy is there. They now told him that these are witches or warlocks. My brother took his Bible. Bring your Bible. He took his Bible and put under his pillow. They collected his Bible and dealt with him so much that after 2 days he ran back home and was looking for prayer and anointing. In those days, nobody told him to fast and pray. He began to fast and pray, not because he wanted but to survive. May God put you in a position where you begin to pray for 3 hours, 4. I know you don't like prayer, but you have to pray. The reason the condition came is not so to level you, is to bring out the warrior that is in you. It was after that encounter I realized that I'm a different person. Suddenly, when I stand and speak with men, people will realize that there is a God in me that is seeking expression. You have undermined the life that you carry, the God in you. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I have a sister that all the time that she stayed in campus, she was running away from God. I have sisters, and I can tell you the story of the four of them. Only one followed Jesus. She knew she couldn't run away. The remaining three were trying to escape. Escape. One even finished serving as a fellowship executive, dropped her distance, went and bought new sets of clothes. You know, are you with me? There are sets of clothes you use to serve as an executive in fellowship. When you drop the position, my sister, you go and buy new sets of clothes. Because her shape is not coming out. Her flair. You need to look at me and my hair. Glory to God. May God arrest you on the way before you have been able to accomplish that agenda. Anyway, God sent me to arrest many of you. You know, as I am now, I'm a custom officer. Touch this sister. I'm a custom officer. Do you know what it means to be a custom officer? I'm here to check what enters and leaves. If you brought contraband in this place, I will collect it from you. Just watch, you will see. You will see. I will collect all contraband from you. Because by the time we are through, only Jesus and Jesus alone will be seen. God will purge your system and you will become a new man. The man that will live here. It was on the vibe, the apex of that encounter, I now entered youth service. Some of you have heard the story of my youth service. I became a different man. I will speak and I see people cry. I used to beg people to be born again. I'll be begging people, please, I will buy gifts. Buy. How many of you, you are pastor that kind of church? You don't know God. That's why you are begging people. If they refuse to come, you will visit them. Buy gift for them. Pay transport for them. You don't have. If something come, people can trek 1 hour to come to the meeting. I say I hold meetings. I hold meetings at Newe. We will close meeting and I will tell them we are finished. All of them will still sit down for the next 15 minutes. They are like, have the meeting closed? I mean, we are doing it every day and they are doing it every day. The closer men are to God, they will lose touch with time. Because God dwells in a frame of reference called eternity. Huh? And when you come closer to God, you start losing touch with time. So when God says that 1,000 years is like a day, he's not trying to tell you something. So you say, hey, no, he's telling you something from his own standpoint. That when you stand from eternity, and you begin to march from eternity, when you measure it, it will be 1,000 years from our own counting. So when a man comes closer to eternity, time is paused. We need to draw you closer to God. So that when you pray for 2 hours, you won't even know. Sometimes I will wake up in the morning. I say, let me just do small prayer and Bible study. Let me just pray small. It's small prayer I'm doing. Before you know it, it's 2 in the afternoon. I say, the day runs fast. Why is the day running this fast? I will now take break. Do 1 hour. Before you know it, it's 8 in the night. On your own, you set alarm and you are checking it. Checking alarm. May God spoil that, your alarm will be spoiled. That's your alarm. So that the Spirit will ferry you. The Holy Ghost can teach us long enough. And then we'll begin to live by His economy. I pray for that kind of encounter. When one of those my sisters now, if you see her now, oh my God. I'm not trying to say because she is my sister, because me, I don't believe in that. My sister is the one that followed me in the journey of Christ, in the journey of the kingdom. I don't do parable. Where are you from? Where are you in? Oru East. So people from Oru East come this side. No, I don't do that. The person I know is the one that fasted with me, prayed with me, went to the mountains together. These are blood brothers, bound by the blood of the Christ. These are men we can trust to the end. If we cross over to the other side, you will still see that they are still with you. Because the brotherhood doesn't end on this side, it continues the other side. Any brotherhood that ends on this side is not the correct one. My sister took Mike to lead prayer one day. When she spoke and led prayer, even young men of God, they were falling under power. They don't know what was happening to them. I called her out one day to come and pray for people. And that day I knew she was coming from the market. She went to help my mother. So she has not prepared anything. She took the first lady. She went under power. Second one. I knew her. Some time ago, she was far from that. I say, you don't know yourself. Stop believing what people are telling you. Try it. Give yourself to priesthood for 12 consecutive weeks and see what you will become. Is this my time remaining, or they readjusted it? Huh? Did you readjust my type? I'm just getting ready to start. Tell me, Ibila will not go open our teaching today. Is your projection working? There is a place that Jesus said, I give unto you power. We tread upon serpents and scorpions. Because what we saw, are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. What we saw is that there is a lot of warfare and contentions in the spirit, and what God is trying to raise is warriors and hand over weapons to them. A young man said that he was in a dream, and once in a dream, a dog will come. You know what is a dog? Dog will come and will be fighting with the dog. Guess the weapon. Is your sibling in this place? Who? The guy on the keyboard, right? Una two resemble. Cry. The way you separated yourself, is it God that separated you for special anointing? The guy said that a dog will come. Guess what he is chasing the dog away. Guess what he is using? Broom. Say broom. So he'll be beating the dog. The dog will be doing like this and be fighting with him. So the weapon, are you with me? In the spirit, that was the weapon he had. The only weapon he had to fight up those dogs is broom. I don't know how long he will be able to survive with that kind of weapon. Another guy said he was in a dream, and he saw he was in a war, and he had a knife. He actually had a knife. It was green in color. He will be cutting the beam that was fighting with him. He will be cutting the beam. Woo, woo, the beam will, the blade is not even touching the beam. Some of the things people here is suffering, some of the challenge in your family, in the territory. I need to tell you that we are in the seasons of revival, and there is no revival without warfare. Don't believe it. You don't want to fight, then nothing will change. In fact, how many of you have heard the testimony of Jesus when he sent out 72? What did he say? The 72 came back and said, Lord, Lord, even demons, we are subject to us in your name. Was it not true? What did Jesus answer them? He said, do not rejoice for the fact that demons were made subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. That's not where I'm going. He now said, I see Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Are you with me? He sent them out, two. He sent two to this street, sent two here, sent two here. All of them came back with the same result, irrespective of the territory. Do you know why? As they were on the field, doing ministry on the ground, Jesus was doing his own ministry in heavenly places. It was when he struck Satan and he fell, that was when ministry began to move forward. When I came to Owerri the first time, I came to Charismatic Students Fellowship. That's the name, right? You know, the fellowship have a special place in my heart. I don't, why am I saying this? This is not where I'm going. Because when I was in, one of the greatest manifestations I've ever seen in campus those days was also in Charismatic Students Fellowship. You have heard the story of the guy that went to collect one damsel in fellowship, fine damsel, and the damsel said, if you come to fellowship, I will give you my number. The guy said, now normal thing, we they collect numbers, still they do our stuff. So he collected number, came the first time, came the second time, invited the lady to come. The lady has agreed and everything. Said, come one more time. Touch your neighbor, say one more time. I didn't hear you. Say one more time. Guess what happened? On that day, he came to fellowship and the Holy Ghost was moving. And then the fellowship praised them. Meanwhile, before then, he had a bet with me and refused to be born again. And I fasted on his head for 6 days. And I told God, give me this soul. It was when the guy... Now, when you pray and fast like that, how God will do it is left for him. Some of you are serving God now because of the prayers your parents made. Now, you were not, you didn't believe their own gospel, but you believed my own. Now, you can think it's all about me. No, everything is working together. God knew that you won't believe their own, but you will believe my own. So he used their prayer to move you to the point that you will hear the kind of gospel that you will hear. So do you know what happened? The fellowship president now went to the guy, and the Holy Ghost was moved. Holy Ghost was moved, and now touched him on the forehead. When he touched him, the guy shook. say, Kai. A man like me, because one or two people has fallen under power. He went on the wall and rested like this. Let me see how I will fall. Brothers and sisters, that's the last thing he remembered. 2 hours later, he saw himself lying down, and fellowship executives rounded him, and he wanted to speak English. He spoke in tongues. Kababa, kababa. He couldn't speak vernacular, couldn't speak English for 3 days. He went to a lecture tomorrow. He thought he has become normal. He woke up, took his bag, but and went to class. He wanted to greet the first person. The guy with speed, he ran back. He was crying up and down looking for me. Something told him that I'm the one that caused that. I have a hand in what is happening to him. From today, you will have a hand in what is happening to many people. His two roommates were cultists. When he came back, the glory that was hanging on him was so much that they ran away. I said, the reason why people are afraid of cultists is because you don't, there is a weight of glory you will carry. Eh? People will come to you to submit their God. We collected God. There was a day I was moving through Lontenis. Do you know Lontenis? And they collected my phone, my Symbian phone.
Oh God.
One person used dagger and the other one gone. They collected it. Years later, I was passing through that same long tennis. When I collected something. Touch your neighbor, say collect something. Collect something. Collect something, I beg. When I collected something, I was moving through the same long tennis, waiting for, I was actually hoping for those kind of guys to encounter me. The days they collected my phone was 8 p.m. in the night. But when I collected something, I started moving by 12, 1, 2 in the night, 3. Lontenis. I come to Lontenis by 2 a.m. 2 a.m. in the night. And I will pray till 8 a.m. Campus days. So when you are making one, I want to know the person. Those days, they came, cultists come to us to give their life to Christ. There is one, he said his name is Mobutu Sese Seko. I said, this thing is heavy load upon your life. That's the interpretation. Mobutu Sese Seko, heavy load upon my life. We took the load away, gave him the Holy Ghost. He spoke in tongues. Have you given people Holy Ghost? It's like a shot. You need to try it. Huh? Have you drunk palm wine before? Say the truth. You know, fresh palm wine. Are you saying you have not drunk palm wine before? Fresh palm wine. There is a way it feels. It's intoxicating. When you take it like this, it changes your whole system. When you take, I don't know your capacity. But this, my sister, probably if she takes up to 4 shots, they don't need to tell us that you collected something. Because part of the proof is that your step will change. I say your step have not changed. There is a way you will appear. Stop telling people I'm born again. You know, I'm this one. No, no, no. There is no time. There are people that will never come to that your fellowship. As much as pastor preaches in this church or wherever, there are people that will never come to hear him. But you are there, and you can carry God to them. Are you not saying you have not seen madman on the street? Huh? There is a guy that saw a madman on the street. He was praying, saw the madman turn, and was praying. I wonder what kind of prayer. Go and pray first. Touch the crippled leg. Try. Let it be that nothing happened. How can you measure your progress in God if you are not making attempts? How do you know? And you have not asked questions. You went to Owerri, you saw madman the first time. Went to Port Harcourt, madman. Went to Awka, madman. Went to Enugu, madman. And something is not telling you that there is a message God is passing to you. All the time, all your friends are deaf. you met another deaf person.
They are not telling you. Everybody that met you, they are carrying crutches. And they are not telling you need to be collecting crutches. I actually thought I would see crutches here. Let's collect one. Anyway, I used to be afraid like you. But a day came. I have to conquer my fear by the Holy Ghost. Fear was coming. I continued praying. The same Peter that denied Jesus before a young girl, when the Holy Ghost came, he became another man. There are 17 people here. 17. God will grant you weapons in the spirit. See, let me tell you. There are kinds of weapons. And if it is true that God has changed rank for you in the spirit, one of the proof is that he will change weapons for you. There are long-range weapons. For example, I can come here now and speak to the principality of this territory. Just like when I came to Charismatic Students Fellowship, as soon as I entered, I now saw the woman that... Do you know who is sitting over this city? Have you seen her before? They don't know you now. You have not done business enough. Even your household demon has not recognized you. There is a young lady that came to pray with us. After praying with us, did 24 hours, many things. She now went back to her family and suddenly realized that there is somebody knocking her head in the dream. And all kinds of things started happening. And she came and said, "Is it because I prayed with you people? I no go pray again." I said, "No. That thing has been dealing with you before. It's just that you are too dead in the spirit to realize what Satan is doing. You don't know. That thing has been happening. It so happens that you are not aware. It's when you pray and fast long enough, your spiritual sensitivity will be heightened. And then you'll be able to pick the activities that is around your surroundings. You will know that some of the places in your house are portals. They are not normal places. Some of them were altars in the ancient days. Just because your father brought it down and built house there doesn't mean the spirits are aware. In the night, they still come and visit. It so happens that that particular place is in your room. It's in your room. There is a young lady that told me now. All kinds of things happen. He said the demon, when the demon comes, the demon carries the face of Jesus Christ. I said, who? Now, it's a serious matter. The demon will come and she'll be sleeping. The demon will come, hold her leg, open her leg and sleep with her. With the face of Jesus. May God help you today. May God. We are going to pray and then yokes will fall. No, if God called me, yokes will fall. Some of you don't even know. These are the things God showed me. That is what I'm telling you. So that when it happens, you will now know. Huh? Yes. Some of you are still held back. It doesn't matter. Even if you want to serve God, is it not? Have you not heard physician heal yourself? You are sick. You need to be healed before God will use you as a healer for nations. Are you getting the point? So a young man is here. He's still tied. You need to be free, first of all. And you are a young lady. And the kind of warfare is you are... In the spirit, you are still bound. You need to be free. I told the lady, see, that kind of person you are seeing in the spirit, because you know her challenge. There are all kinds of things was happening in her life. You can't have that kind of thing and get married to anybody. If you mistakenly marry the person, they will kill the person. If they didn't kill the person, if the person was a millionaire before you married, after 3 months, he will be begging on the streets. I know you don't believe this. I'm bringing you feedback from the field. I know you have not gone to the field. Maybe one day, you know, we'll call crusade and 10,000 people will be like, I will give you mic. That's when you find out that all this jinjin that many of you is doing is palm oil that is still there. Is oil on your head, though, but it's palm oil. Have you gone to a meeting and the principality stepped through the wall and entered into your room? By the time you are through with fighting the principality, when you come to the meeting, you are too tired to do anything. Your energy is zapped. Some men of God became fake, not because they want to, but because they went to territories and boasted, and they encountered beings that were stronger than them.
Somebody went to a man of God, powerful man of God, went to a hotel room, and when he entered the hotel, he now saw a picture on the wall of a naked woman. From that day, he started masturbating. He never recovered from it. I say he went for program. You don't know what some of us fight. Sometimes I go with my brothers to meet it, and we enter rooms. We enter the bed. It's you that thought you are sleeping on the bed. You are not sleeping on any bed. They will just carry you up. And what we saw, we are on the bed, but we are hanging somewhere in heavenly places, and we are doing warfare there. But that kind of program, if you finish, the small oil that you got, this is the way they will do it. One small warfare, they will do that. How many of you have the whole thing will finish? You will cry for grace. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace, that I may live your days. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace, so I can live your days. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you. Let me see the verse before this. Give me volume. And he said unto them, give me two more verses. I feel the garment of heaven come. And if the garment comes like this, then we are going to do business. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. In the next 5 to 10 minutes, the glory of God will litter this place. That is what I came to do today, actually. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that despised you, despised me. And he that despised me, despised him that sent me. Next verse, quickly. And the 70 returned. This is where I'm going. Again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. The next verse. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. See, let me tell you, many things will never happen in your life until Satan fall from the stronghold that he is holding in your family. There are many families that Satan is holding back. Many things will never manifest. A woman came one day and said, it's not about getting admission, it's about graduating. That is somebody speaking from an authority altar based, or authority from an altar. He's not speaking normal. Some of them will come and say, it's not about proposal, it's getting married. Let the marriage happen now, let's see. That's when you will realize that it's not about proposal. And you will see it. First person, it will happen. Second person, it will happen. I said there are altars, principalities that is hanging in the spirit. Anybody that wants to rise in that place have to submit to their altar. And when you arrive, then you have to fight the principality that is in the spirit. Men will arise. I'm trusting God that God will send long-range missiles to your families in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said that the 70 came back. There were days. Give me more. There were days people like us used to be afraid of Satan. When we hear that, give me more volume, my friend. Give me more volume. Give me more volume. Yes. There were days people like us were afraid of Satan. When we hear about demons, we tremble. We didn't know the power that was handed over to us. Satan will come in the night and will be intimidating you. You will sleep. And once more, witch will come and cut up your body. Witch that just started training is using you to do practice. I say something is coming. A day, routine is coming. The day that Satan will fall from your campus. See, let me tell you, there is a degree and measure of ministry that will never happen in your campus. until the principality of the territory falls. You see, Satan is not moved that men came and did small things and people fell under power. As long as the principality that is holding the oppressions in that territory is concerned, as long when you are through with what you are doing, the principality will in 2 days will spoil what you are doing. Men will go back from meeting and go back to their boyfriends. Even after the encounters, 6 months later, you cannot see the impact of the move of God that passed through a campus. It was a testimony to the fact that there is a ruling spirit that is in the territory, and the influence of that spirit is coming back on the men. It is these spirits are speaking based on their altars. So men cannot break free as on the account of their will. Something stronger has to come down from heaven. And I tell you, there are many interventions that can never come to your life until God speaks from heaven. It was Gabriel that told Daniel. He said, "Daniel, thou beloved of the Lord, I am come from heaven to give you skills and wisdom." I tell you, there are many of you here, God has ordained for you to be a mighty man, a man that will wield the sword of wealth. But the Bible said there is a skill and wisdom that he takes. Meanwhile, the equipment is domicile, is an activity of an angel. And when the angel was coming, the Bible said that the principality of the territory held him, imprisoned him for 21 days. And you are crying and praying. And when you pray, people will prophesy and say your season has come. But when you come in the natural, it will never manifest. What you didn't know is that there is a principality. Strong men that held things bound in heavenly places. Today, Jesus will look and strike down those spirits. And they will come down. Now listen to me. Many of you will receive a heavy shift in your life. All right now, as a result of this meeting, if God sent me, I don't need to say if, God sent me here. After many seasons, I began to pray. There were days I would sleep in my room in our house, and then small witch will come and eat my feet and my nails, and I want to take back, and all of them will be paining me. Small witch that is doing training. But days came and I stepped out. When I was clothed with fire, there is fire clothing, fire from heaven. They clothe you like a garment. When you now appear, the same demons that you were afraid of, when they see you, they cry out. I stood before a young lady. I just stood before her. I didn't say anything. And then the demon began to manifest. I didn't say anything. The same demons that used to afflict. I came to a meeting in one village, and I said that many of the people here are possessed with the spirit of witchcraft. And I said, if I be, Father, in the name of Jesus, by fire, let the spirit be burned up. That was when I saw small children of 6 years and 7 years. They were crying out under the influence of the heavy demonic spirit. Next verse. Behold, I give unto you what? Power. That's what God is going to do now. Behold, I give unto you what? Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and every wise of the enemy, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I said there is an allotment of power for you, so that you'll be able to administrate your days. You cannot continue to be weak. You cannot continue to be impotent. You cannot continue to be unable to deliver on your assignment. For everything that God has called you to do, there is a measure of grace and strength that it takes for you to administrate it. I want you to stand on your feet and pray for the next 2 minutes and ask God, in the name of Jesus, that he deposit power. Find a neighbor, two. Pray with that person for 2 minutes, for 2 minutes, for 2 minutes, for 2 minutes. Jesus said, face to face, I give unto you power. Face to face, hold hands. Yes, like this. Look at the way you hold hands. Pray. Find a neighbor. Make sure you have a neighbor. Make sure you have a neighbor. I give unto you power. I give unto you power. Where is the power? Where is the equipment? Where is the enabling?
Don't look at your neighbor. Lay hold on your own. I give unto you power. Sabekamba tikabalia ambrata pakatalia. I refuse to be weak. I refuse. I refuse to be defeated. Sukatalia. Somebody is praying. Somebody is desperate. Akubaka kakamba kakua. Asia ta ta ta. I give unto you power. Leo on power. Represent power. Dynamic power. Equipment, resources, weapons.
Ebenezer, your help has come.
Lay hold on your help now. Don't allow them to pass you by. Angels are everywhere. They are carrying mantles. They are carrying weapons.
Ebenezer, Ebenezer, ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, your help us. Ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, your help us. Ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, your help has come.
It's coming, it's coming. Your help has come, it's coming. It's coming. Hey! 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 It's fire! Ha ha ha! Hey! 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 Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Angels are descending. They 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 are descending. Holy Ghost!
One more minute.
It's a garment.
Listen to me. Come closer. Wherever you are, something is about to fall. Now be fast. Let's be fast. Let's fulfill this. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Lift up your hands. Weapons are being dropped for people. Weapons. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. I will count to 24. And God will give you your weapon. You will notice that there will be so much power and effectiveness if you engage from now. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Father, from my left to my right, from my front to my back, if somebody is under power, leave the person. Leave it. From my left to my right, from my front to my back, weapons. Now we will count. Reduce a little. I will count to 24. One. Angels, begin to release it. One. Two. Three is coming. 4, 5, 6 is coming everywhere. 5 is coming. 6, 7 is coming. 8 is coming. 9 is coming. 10 is coming. 11 is coming. Weapons. Attention is coming. Pay attention. Reduce. Listen, you are praying. Let me pray for you. Stop praying. If you are praying, stop. Amen to your prayers. Let me now pray for you. Father, let the weapons be released. Let the weapons be released. Yes. 8. Holy Ghost. 9. Holy Ghost. Eleven, 12, 13, 14, 15 is coming. I'm seeing it now. It's quickly coming on 4 people. Quickly coming on 4 people. Quickly. We are the 4. Holy Ghost. We are the 4. Help me and find the four. Holy Ghost, help me and find the four. Put your hands, Holy Ghost. If you are a lady, take your right hand, put it on your tummy or your stomach. There will be an activation, and wombs will be granted to people to give birth in the spirit.
Let the wombs open. Let it open. Holy Ghost. By fire. 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 Wombs open. Open. By fire. 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 Make sure your hand is there. Fire is coming. Fire is coming. Fire is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Three of you is breaking forth now. There is an activation. 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 One. Where is number one? Holy Spirit. Where is number one? Where is number one? Make sure your hands is on your tummy. Where is number one? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch! Where is number two? Holy Ghost, help me. Help me and find number two. 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 Number three, help me up fine, help me up fine, help me up fine, help me up fine, by power, by fire, by power, by fire, by fire. Yes, I see the fire being injected. It's being injected now. It's being injected now. It's being injected. 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 It's becoming stronger. It's becoming wider. It's becoming stronger. It's becoming stronger. Fire, 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 fire. Fire! What God needs is a company of priests. Wherever you are, still raise your hand. Let me ask my God. Such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. See, there will be a measure of grace that will come upon your life that is strange. Many things will begin to happen. See, listen to me. If you are a lady, still put your hand on your stomach. Reduce a little. As I'm speaking now, God will set some of you free. As I speak now, the fire of God will travel through your hands to your umbilical cord, and then yokes will be broken in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your power, let those yokes be broken. Let it 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 be broken. Let these ones be set free. Let these ones be set free. Everyone that is having the property of Satan in his body, I command it to come out now. 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 I command it. Come out! Come out! Come out! Okay, it's coming. It's coming. The fire will, it will burn. It will burn and it will break the yokes. Break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Break by fire, 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 break. In fact, there is one of you that is being tormented by demons. As I speak now, the hand of Satan will be broken over your life. I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. I set you free. By fire, help me and find those ones. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Let them be free so that they can serve you. Let them be free so that they can do the ministry and bidding and calling that you have given to them. In the name of Jesus, their womb is only consecrated to carry the things of the Spirit. Therefore, any foreign thing that is operating in their life, it is hereby broken. 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 Break. 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 Break, 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 break.
break. There is one of you, it will break. You devil of darkness, I know you hear my voice, and I charge you in the name of Jesus, take your hands off. It's coming. In fact, the person will vomit. She will vomit the thing. She will vomit it from the mouth. She will vomit it. Father, put your hand stronger on the person. As I see the person in the spirit and I stretch forth my hands, let the energy of God begin to move through your system now. Let it come out. Holy Ghost. It's coming out. Now, wherever you are, lift up your hands. Father, such as I have, I give to these ones in the name of Jesus. Fresh grace and unction. The fire of prayer. Hunger, body, desire. Oh my God. Such as I have. Give to them. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. It's coming. Receive it. The male, the female, oh my God. There is somebody. Oh Jesus. Take this anointing and put on this young man. In the name of Jesus. Where is the young man? Help me, Holy Ghost. Put the anointing on him. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Touch.
When you are here,
lift up your hands, such as I have. There will be a move of the spirit now.
When you are here,
put your hands on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Put your hands. Take off my spirit and put upon them. By fire!
When you are here, 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 when you are here,
if you are this side, lift up your hands. When you are here, come closer. Turn your hands like this. When you are here, just like this. When you are here, lift your hands. When you are here, when you are here, come closer. When you are here, when you are here, come closer. When you are here, come closer. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, Father, I ask for the fresh breath of the Spirit, the fresh anointing, fresh anointing upon them, fresh anointing, 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 fresh anointing,